let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The gripping, critically acclaimed science fiction thriller Gladiator Bots, the graphic novel by Kevin E. Allison, is the story of a man who hates technology and is forced to fight gladiator bots. But the more he wins, the less human he becomes. Jericho must face off against his nemesis, Dominic Everbleed, in order to save the kingdom and the beautiful and vivacious Princess Elation from his tyrannical takeover. But as his human parts continuously become replaced with machines, will Jericho become a hero or mind-controlled villain? Kevin E. Allison is an alumnus of UCLA's famed theater, film, television professional program, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Kevin, welcome to the program. Looking forward to our conversation today. Thank you for being with us.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
I love the story that you've created, the world that you've created in your books. We'll talk about that in great detail. The video version, by the way, will have a QR code up there so you can go and you can get all the information on Kevin and the books in order that. We'll talk about that as we go through the program today. Kevin, you really do a wonderful job with this. Mentioned part of the UCLA program there. Talk about your interest in writing. How long have you been writing? Where did this start?
Okay, well, been writing for at least 20 years or more. And it started with a friend of mine who visited me in college. He was starring in a national film by a critically acclaimed director, and he happened to bring a script. And it was the first time I ever read a script or looked at a script. And when I saw it and I saw how the writers were able to, with an economy of words, create a very cinematic picture in my mind, I said, you know, this is something that I really, really want to do. So I had a passion for it immediately. And after that, I just started my journey with learning how to write screenplays. Or I was self-taught. I got books and tried to learn as much as I could. And I wrote a few scripts. And finally, I did something that amazed a few of my friends who were into film. And they were like, hey, we can make this into a movie. And long story short, I did a very micro-budgeted short film. Well, no, full feature film that was critically acclaimed. Took me around the world. Went to a lot of film festivals. And it's actually playing on all platforms today. It's a movie called Love Swag. It's a romantic comedy. And at that point, I knew I had something, but I felt something was missing with my writing. I felt like I could go a little deeper. If I was self-taught, how much better would I be if I had some classical training? So that began my journey in going into film school.
That's what an incredible story. I love Love Swag. Now, is that still available? Is that out there in some platforms?
Oh, it's definitely available on all platforms, I think, except for Netflix. You can get it. And yeah. Great, great little film. Nice romantic comedy. Had a lot of people who love the film and still love it. And yeah, it's doing great for me.
All of this information, you'll find Kevin, well, the book information at his website, KevinEAllisonBooks.com. Allison is A-L-L-I-S-O-N. We've got the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there, the QR code for the book we're talking about on the program today. I love the background on that. At some point in time, everybody needs to look at a screenplay and see exactly how that's all laid out. And you're talking about economy of words. That's really impressive, isn't it? It's right to the point and gives you the direction you need.
Yeah, it's so awesome how you can just take a few words and the way that you organize them can create that image. And there are a lot of great screenwriters out there, and I like to study them all and try to incorporate their style and to find my own voice and way to write. And I just was just blown away by how they were able to do it. And it is truly an art. I discovered that there are like maybe 3,000 different skill sets as a writer you would need to be really effective. And at the point I discovered that, I realized that I only knew like maybe 20 skill sets. So I embarked on a journey to learn as much as I can so that I could be the most effective writer. Along with vivid imagination and creativity that I have, it was quite a challenge to get to where I am now. And looking back, it was worth the journey. So, yeah.
And beautifully illustrated as well. We will talk about that. So you come up with this world that you've created in your mind, and now you have to try to express it so we as readers can experience what you went through as an author in creating this, as a creator of this. Briefly, what's your educational background? I love, because those are all the building blocks that made Kevin Allison who he is today, this respected writer. Talk about the educational background that you had.
Okay, so I went to a very world-renowned high school, Long Beach Poly, and from there I went to a historic black college, Morehouse College, in Atlanta, Georgia, where I studied English and history. And then from there I went to Penn State University, where I studied psychology and business. And at that point, I went to the graduate professional school at UCLA for the film, theater, television program, which is where I honed my skills and fine-tuned them.
An amazing background and using all those tools to do what he does so successfully today.
Yes.
Gladiator Bots is what we're talking about specifically, but so much more to Kevin as we're talking about on the program. His website, by the way, KevinEAllisonBooks.com. That's on our website. You can link on directly. So how did Gladiator Bots come about? What's the story of the genesis of this book?
Okay, so in our writing class, we had to come up with a story. And naturally, when you're in a class, you just want to, you know, maybe learn something and just write something really quick to pass. However, in this particular class, it was like a broiler room of creative people who really had some great projects. And me, writing was a task of trying to stay within a budget, because I told you previously I've done a micro-budgeted film. So when you're writing for micro budget, you kind of have to take into account setting, scenes, and all that stuff so you don't have a expensive project. However, I felt free in this class to write however I felt, because I just knew that, okay, there's no budget in mind.
Yes.
And I came up with the Gladiator Bots, which was a cross between Gladiator and RoboCop, and set in the future. So I wanted to take it to a higher concept, so that's why you get the exchanging of body parts for mechanical parts, and it was just a process of just going through it over and over until I got to a higher concept of an idea, and I presented that to the class, and we would have an open session of, you know, just a logic map of people critiquing or giving advice, and it could get heated in those discussions, but you take away from it a lot of different angles and things that you haven't considered in your perspective of writing. And you could either accept some of the criticisms or ideas or not. So I like to say that this story was honed in fire and brimstone. And here we have it, you know, a great story.
What is that like when you go into a room and everybody's creative, everybody is quick to give you an opinion? Do you sort of check the ego at the door as you go in that day and realize I'm keeping an open mind, I'm not going to get irritated, and I'm going to maybe learn something from these people? What's that like? What's the proper mindset when you walk in so you can actually learn something and not be discouraged?
Well, so since I was probably the only one that created or produced the film, needless to say, I was kind of cocky, not, you know, arrogant, but as I discovered that my classmates were just as creative, it made me humble and realize that I can learn from everybody and not take things so personal, because we are creating art, and art is, you know, something that could be, you know, interpreted differently by every individual. So you can't take it personal. And you have to be a great listener. And I think in order to be great, you should be able to listen. And that's what I did. I just took something from everyone, and hopefully I gave them something that they can build on. And we honed a very good story, you know.
That story is Gladiator Bots that we're talking about. Now, that this, when you presented it in your mind, was this a screenplay or was this a graphic novel?
It was a screenplay. Absolutely a screenplay. People were kind of confused at first when we first started doing the first couple of pages, and they, you know, scratching their head like, okay, where is he going with this? But then I think towards the end or at the end, they realized it was a great project, and it was meant to be a huge film. And of course, it would cost like a bazillion dollars to do it. But I decided to enter it into a few screenplay competitions, and it did really well. There was one competition that I entered it into was sponsored by the Oscars, and it was an international screenwriting contest, and it it made it to the semis. And one of the judges reached out to me and said, "Hey, you know, you have a great story. I tried to get other judges on board with it. I know that it's not going to win, but just because it doesn't win doesn't mean it shouldn't be made into a film." So at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I got something good on my hands. So what can I do to make this into a film? So after doing some research, I discovered that about 80% of the films that are like action films come from graphic novels.
Interesting. So thus a graphic novel came out of the story.
Yeah. So I started doing some digging around and tried to find some people that could help me make this thing into a graphic novel, because I'm not an artist. And at first I was going to do it myself, but I'm like, that's a different skill set that I would have to learn and, you know, get good at. I'd rather find someone who's already well-versed at that skill set so we can just take off running. So I found a guy who absolutely loved the story, and he basically produced the graphic novel as you see it, with the artist and colorists and all those things. And it was my vision, of course, to bring the world to life. So I had to tell them exactly what things look like and how to, you know, make characters look, and I gave him the dialogue and all that stuff, and here it is. I mean, it's a movie, it's very cinematic, and it's all on paper. So if a producer were to get this, it'd be a no-brainer. They can turn the page and see, oh, okay, this is how the set is going to look, yes, or this is how, you know, we can make the visuals or everything like that. It's just a little bit easier to make it into a film.
It is very graphic as we're reading this, and the story unfolds and you see it unfold, and you're like there living in the world they're living in and going through all of the emotions and all of the adventure that they're going through. The book is Gladiator Bots. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Kevin's website, KevinEAllisonBooks.com. Allison with two L's, A-L-L-I-S-O-N. And on the video, if you're not, if you're listening to this, check out the video on YouTube. You'll find it on thisweekinamerica.us. Just Google it and you'll find the video. There's a QR code there as well. And Kevin, we've got some different, it looks like pictures, graphics that are up on the screen. What are we seeing? First of all, where will they go with that QR code?
They'll go directly to where they can buy the book. It's a website set up to where you just say, hey, I want to buy this book, or you can get I think the audio is available too. And yeah, it'll be sent out to you. We have a paperback, and then we also have a hardcover. So yeah, you'll get that right away.
And you'll see some of the covers as well on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the QR code, it takes you right there, so you can get information, order the book there as well. What is the main theme of the story? What theme are you trying to get across to the viewer, the listener, the reader?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, in the beginning, I think the theme was a little bit different. But hindsight, I'm looking at it, and I see that the struggle can be passion versus purpose.
Ah, okay.
And we have a character here who has a passion, but he's not willing to accept his purpose. And I think that's something that we all struggle with sometimes. And if your purpose and passion aligns, then man, you're in Zen, right? You have, you know, the perfect life. But here he has to struggle. And sometimes our purpose isn't the most illustrious or beautiful thing. And in my opinion, I think purpose is, you know, you have a purpose when you affect multitudes of people. You know, a passion can be something that is just for you and you alone. But when you have a purpose, it's multi-uses for other people. And his purpose, of course, was to become what he became so that he can help other people.
The book is Gladiator Bots, the graphic novel. Kevin E. Allison is our guest on the program. That's his website, KevinEAllisonBooks.com. a great world that you've created. You've got people solving their problems by combat gladiator bots and everything that goes with this. Here's like, 2700, the world's been through a lot. We're living in what, Sky Cities now. There's so much that comes to life in the piece of art that that Kevin has created. If this goes into a movie and everything is there, a producer could get this, look at it, start production in a week if he needed to. Maybe accelerating a little too fast, but he's got everything there. The building blocks are there. Who do you see starring in this? When you were writing this, did you have a picture of in your mind of somebody playing the lead?
Yeah, you know, at the time I wrote it, I had The Rock or Vin Diesel as the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just based on their physical stature and how the character looks and the amount of strength you would need to beat a gladiator bot, you know, those guys kind of fit the bill. But yeah. I mean, anybody who today that really has the chops to do it would be a great candidate for it.
That would be good. I like both of those. And there's so many more that come to mind as we're talking about who could star in gladiator bots. Is there a sequel?
Yes, actually the sequel is way better than, the origin story. I've been working on it for a few years now, and I think it's time to whittle down some things and actually get it out there and get it produced. But I think people are going to be blown away by what happens next.
Ooh, that's a good, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next, cliffhanger that we're leaving you with. So you'll need to go to Kevin's website and follow what's happening next and when the next book will be available, KevinEAllisonBooks.com. You talked a little bit about other projects you had, including Love Swag. What other projects have you written?
Okay, so I got one coming up called My Life Matters. It's a role switching type movie, social justice comedy. And that book will be ready possibly October. And I'm writing a historical piece called Last Train from Allensworth, which is about one of the first black towns in California. And I use it as a composite or backdrop to some crime dramas that happens in that little town. And those will be, that'll be out possibly another 3 or 4 months.
Interesting. And again, a reason to go to Kevin's website. As you're talking, you really touch on a number of genres. We're talking about the rom-com type of Love Swag, talking about what you're working on now, including what sort of historical novel, and you've got crime involved in there as well. And of course, science fiction. Is there a favorite you have, or do you like having that ability to, I feel in the mood now for a rom-com, I'm going to go in that direction?
Okay, well, you know what? My wife and I talked about this. She's like, oh, you got to mention the fact that, you know, you can write multiple genres and this, that, and the other. And I never thought about even talking about that in this interview. But I'm glad she prepped me. Thank you, Tori. I love you, baby. So I'm ready for this question because I thought about it. And I think versatility is something that I'm proud of, and it's something that is really not encouraged in the industry. Surprisingly, they feel that if you write comedy, you should only write comedy. If you do sci-fi, you should only do sci-fi. But since, you know, I'm my own movie studio, and I get to call the shots, and I have a very wide interest in things, I'm going to make everything. You know, from mysteries to science fictions to comedy to, you know, period pieces. The bottom line is that is my passion, and possibly it is my purpose for others to come on in and enjoy some of the things that I'm able to create. So, yeah, I think versatility is my thing. And I love science fiction, don't get me wrong. And if I can merge all of them, I would. But yeah, I can fit in any space and make things happen.
And I didn't mean to pigeonhole you, but it is rare when you see someone that could go across and do, yeah, I'm going to do a historical thrill. I want to do a little crime novel here, and let's throw sci-fi in there as well. I guess if you're a storyteller, you're a storyteller, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point, Rick.
You know, you can change things around, but once you know how to deliver a story and develop characters, talk about that for a second, developing the characters for Gladiator Bots. You've got a number of really interesting people that you created. How did you go about doing that, and how many characters did you feel when you went in you needed to tell the story, but you don't want to get too many in there that we can't remember who all these people are? How'd you go about doing it? The challenges of characters in the story.
Great question. So with characters, you know, to me, it's all about trying to allow someone with their own physiological, psychosocial background become something that we can see and feel on screen. So when I do a character development, I actually create a backstory for them from when they were kids, their parents there or not there, education, economics, all that stuff really happens to these people before I even give them dialogue. Because if they have a real background and I have a sense that they've really lived this, then it's easier for me to even have dialogue for them. The incredible thing about that, when you do it that way, your characters really come to life. Well, at least mine do. And sometimes I could be at the grocery store and they ask me a question about, you know, what would I pay with? And it might be Jericho's voice I hear answering the question, you know? So they come to life, and sometimes they write their own dialogue. Because when I put a situation where there's a scene and I need to have dialogue, sometimes I just sit and wait, and their personalities come out, and there's the dialogue for it. So you really become infused with these characters. There was one instance at home where my wife said I was so into, I guess, the characters that I woke up like screaming. I think she said, Jericho, which I think, I don't believe that really happened, but they become alive and well in your brain, and you just carry them with you until the story's over, and then they kind of go away.
You know, it's interesting because I've always thought it would be difficult once you get in that groove and you're telling the story and you've got this character and you're bringing in this character. How do you shut your mind off? You mentioned you're going to the store. Maybe Jericho is going to come out while you're in the store. I would think it'd be very difficult to turn it off. And I guess you hear people talking about writer's block, and I'm more curious about the other side of that is when you really can't shut it down.
Yeah, you know what? When I'm in the process, in a creative process, I don't want to shut it down, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep going until I hit the end of the story. And then at that point, you know, I decompress and I step away from it. And maybe a couple of weeks go by and I'll come back with fresh eyes and reread it. And, you know, but at that point, they're done, you know, and possibly move on to the next story or the next characters and whatnot. But yeah, having them alive and well is great for like I said, dialogue and things of that nature, because you always want your characters to have different voices. You don't ever want them to sound the same on paper or on screen, you know? So the way that a cab driver would answer a question about how do I get to 4th Street would be different than you asking a nun on the street, how do I get to 4th Street?
Yes.
So yeah, so you kind of want that individuality and things of that nature. So, yeah, I say let them exist. Let them, you know, write their own dialogue. And then at some point when you shut them down, it's like you're finished with the story. So there's no more need for them to have the schizophrenic voice in your head.
Yes. The time is going by so quick. I got to ask you one more question on process. Okay. Always fascinated talking to writers. Do you use an outline or not so much?
Oh, yeah, you got to have an outline. I rarely could do anything without an outline. The Hero's Journey is like one of the most classic outlines you can use, but there are other ones that other people use, and I've discovered other ones as well. But, yeah, the classic outline for a film would probably be like The Hero's Journey. Mr. Campbell came up with a great concept, and according to him, it was something that was used all the way back to Greek times and something that, you know, actually keeps people engaged. It's a formula. People go to the movies and they don't even know that they're expecting a formula. And if the formula doesn't go correctly, most of them walk out and say, I didn't like that film.
Yes.
Because maybe the writer missed a point or missed something that is in that hero's journey that should have been.
Interesting. So it's like a roadmap for you, sort of a GPS that will guide you so you don't miss stops along the way that are necessary to tell the story. Our guest on the program is Kevin E. Allison. That's important because his website is kevineallisonbooks.com, Allison with two L's. I'll link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I keep telling people, you know, the book's available wherever books are sold. You'll find it at the website. You got the QR code. Where's the best place to go? Where will you guide people to buy a copy of Gladiator Bots?
Well, you can go to the QR code, and you can go to, I think, Barnes & Noble, and you can just Google it, and it'll show different places where you can buy it.
That's good. And we'll have
the QR code, though.
Yeah, and we'll have that QR code we've got on our website. You can just go to thisweekinamerica.us and pull that up, and it's there. Watch the video. It's on the video. That's where you'll need to go. It'll be on YouTube. You've got a lot of things coming up. You've got the Frankfurt Book Festival that's coming up here. Talk about that. That's like the largest in the world, I understand.
Yeah. So I get a call, and someone tells me they love the book and they'd love to feature it over at Frankfurt. And I'm like, okay, well, let me do some research on this. And the research I found was that it's the largest book fair in the world. And as a writer, I didn't even know that. But, of course, I do screenplays. But anyway, long story short, I will be there. I think it's from October 15th through the 21st. We'll have a prominent spot selling this book. And I will be taking questions and also signing the book as well. So, yeah, Frankfurt, Germany. Dress warmly.
That will be what an adventure that is going to be coming up in the mid part of October, the Frankfurt Book Fair 2024, largest in the world. Do we have some other events that are coming up?
Yeah. We're doing the LA Comic Con. That's going to be the 5th, 6th, and 7th, or maybe a day off. In LA, the LA Comic-Con at the Convention Center. It's the second largest Comic-Con. I think we're expecting 100,000 people to come through. I'll be there signing books, have a booth there, and we'll be giving away different type of memorabilia, and looking forward to meeting all the fans and all the newcomers that have never had a comic book in their hand and a graphic novel in their hand, and people that just want to meet and greet, and just looking forward to having fun that day.
What a place to go and hang out for a while, the LA Comic Con. And when you're there, you'll have to look up Kevin, get his information, and talk with him about the about Gladiator Bots. Social media, I got a few minutes here at the end. I want to direct people so they can find out what you're doing, where you're doing it, how they can be a participant in it. Social media, I'm assuming you're probably all over the place.
Well, I was. So now I just do Instagram, and it's Gladiator Bots, one word, and it's on Instagram.
Oh, well, that's simple enough. Good. Yeah, sometimes somebody's got like 20 things they're trying to get you to remember.
Well, I'm going to do the Facebook. I had one account, but I'm going to start a new account for Facebook, and it'll probably be the same name, Gladiator Bots at Facebook. And whatever else I can get on, I'll do that as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you with us. I was going to ask, what are you working on now? But you sort of told us as we go through all of the different projects, some of them 3-4 months away that Kevin was talking about. You can follow all that that progression on his website, which is very simple, kevineallisonbooks.com. Kevin, this has been fun. Hopefully we can do this again. A lot of neat things coming up there. I'd like to be your travel agent. You've got LA Comic Con and Frankfurt coming up and all sorts of things. And we're all going to go to try and to find Love Swag over the weekend. So we've got some video to watch as well. This has been fun. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
It has been our pleasure, and I would like to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Kevin, take care. Hopefully we'll check back in, see all the projects you've got coming up, and again, thank you for being with us. Take care, Kevin Allison. His website, simple, Kevin E. Allison, SON.com. And you can find all this, the link on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.